such in this county. And he told me of a lady up south, one of his great aunts, I suppose, 92 years old, who spoke in a church recently at some sort of meeting they had, connected with the bicentennial. They said she's not only intelligent and knowledgeable, but her mind is sharp. She would be a fine place for you to interview.
She's still really surprised.
Yeah, said she's a lady. He talked to her, but she said she stood up in the church.
Here to talk.
Her name is Mrs. Florence Kumbes. C-U-M-B-E-S.
Where's she from?
She's up there in Wade, Mississippi, about 25 miles above here.
I see.
She has a phone number. You can call her.
I work by areas, you see.
By areas?
She would be on the what? He's
on the northwest. See, the river splits the county. Uh-huh. And Mallet's on the northwestern part. This lady's on the northeastern tank. They are as divided as different people, different communities, as the division of a big river can make them. Of course, these days there's bridges across it and roads, but the old days, to get headed in and out, they had to visit very much because that river has a barrier.
Yeah.
I'm going up here later some day to talk to her. There's some things I don't know about the swamp, the game. Wild animals. The early era of stock raising is interesting. Breeds sheep growing and pine forest.
Yeah.
We have what I would call what is a beautiful county. It's great rivers going up a creek, draining the upper country, and laterally from them, large creeks. Freshwater flowing streams and branches, which produce great growth on the side. And they are just, beyond imagination. They're shade, coolness, and beauty. And they are being destroyed. Damn industrious sawmill people going down and cut down the trees. Folks from little camps and spoil the land.
Yeah, they do the whole area.
They just mess it up. I'd really get back to your home state of Georgia. Somebody wrote an article in Game Magazine. They call it channelization. And they're discovering that that is a great evil over Georgia. Channelization is taking a beautiful, wild, natural scheme and straightening the channel. There's a bend, a sandbar, they cut it out. They go straight like them. Highway, builds the road. They don't go around anything. They go through it, over it. And he's deploring the fact that when you do that, you dig it out, you throw spoil on the side, and that kills the natural growth of trees, and all you've got is a damn ditch.
Yeah.
Well, that was about 4 or 5 years ago. I read that article. It didn't keep it.
I guess they got an idea they want to take them. Get rid of the marshes too.
Yes, that was an obsession that we had. Draining marshes and conquering the forests, killing the animals, and getting new land. I understand that the course of civilization moved west to get new lands. To get new lands with new fertilizer, new growth. After playing out old land. But in recent years, we've learned how to preserve our old lands and using fertilizer and drainage.